you are sitting in front of your computer. That can only mean one thing. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio.
Right, it's Sunday night, you're bored, you're home. That means, of course, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you ready for tonight?
I almost regret it.
You regret tonight?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I hyped all of something, I'm looking over there, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Hey, but this is all yours, so know, if anybody gets to, you know, have the blame, it's all you.
Yeah, your wife has to come in here to steam clean the carpet.
Oh, hey, that's why we got the trash can within arm's reach. Automatic lid, open.
We'll close it before I get nauseous.
Christ.
So.
What some of you guys probably are wondering is about, you know, what are we talking about? You know?
This is the announced show. If you're a regular, or you visit the site, this is the Bad Food Show.
Horribly bad food show.
Nasty food.
Bad fucking food.
Yeah, it's bad food. Unfortunately, Trencher was not available with me to go pick this out, so...
You went shit ape nuts.
I went ape shit crazy at the fucking 99 cent store.
I mean, we're going to go over what some of this stuff is, but just grabbing something random off the table. At the 99 cent store, this is the butter toffee peanuts. Not too bad. I kind of like butter toffee peanuts. So.
But you look at them and you know something's not going to be right.
Yeah.
There were only two things, actually, I will say that they did not have that I really wanted to add in.
What was that?
Circus peanuts.
Circus.
Which I fucking hate.
See, I love them.
You and my father. My father loved fucking circus peanuts. I can't stand them. So that and actually tamarind.
Tamarind?
I asked Flying J to go get me some tamarind today, and he forgot.
Oh, before he went to Popeye's Chicken to get his red beans and rice.
Yeah, that's right.
Shithead. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right.
Spankwagon.n3.net is where we can be found on the internet. If you're really lucky and you know how to run the computer, you know to go to yahoo.com. Sign up. We're not endorsing it. It's the only place that'll do it for free.
That's right.
That people are smart enough to figure out.
If you already have a Yahoo ID, go simply to chat.yahoo.com and go ahead and log into the chat rooms. Our chat room itself is spankwagon_radio, and our username here is actually spankwagon_radio as well.
Yes.
So you can look us up either way. If you look up by chat room, you'll find us, or if you look us up by our username, you can discover what chat room we're in and simply join us that way.
Mm-hmm, because I decided I needed to set up my own profile, spankwagon_radio.
That's right.
Because of last week's, you know, pretty much a boom. All of a sudden, things were happening. Yes. It was kind of great.
It is, and you know, we'll hopefully get some of you listeners in there. I would hate to actually have to throw up tonight
hold
after
on,
eating shitty
hold
food
on.
For no reason.
Remember this, though. Remember something very important.
And what is that?
If they're not live, they're Memorex.
That's right.
Because tonight, on our very own, we finally have the other server running, and the other server is actually recording this stream.
That's right. It's our inbound server, and it records the show right here, so we can bring you high quality without having to hear somebody type in the back or not. The boom mic up.
We love you, Kilroy, but I had to get my computer working. One out of simple principle, because how can you have two computers and not have them both working?
Exactly.
And I wanted to record this, and then my initial attention was recorded on here anyway, because I can record straight to MP3, which is definitely a bonus.
Definitely.
Better than doing all the hard labor for
it. It's actually very nice. That way we don't have to worry about conversions or anything. It can compress the audio right there. And that way we can actually start archiving our
audio shows,
in addition to what we already have on the Spank Wagon site.
Yep. Which is good stuff that is brought to us by Kilroy, because he's a faithful listener and he's a contributor to the site, so he pitched in and helped out a little.
That's swell.
Oh boy, where do we start? Because I know we're both kind of just going, you know, we know what we need to do. Here's the format. I'll lay out the format right here, right now. It's 10:04. Actually, let me look at the official clock. 10:05 according to Spank Time. So Spank Time says 10:05. I think at 10:30 we'll take a brief intermission.
We'll probably, what we're going to do is we're going to get prepped during that time for our big bad, shitty food.
Bad, horrible, shitty food. I mean,
I have everything from... Well, I don't want to mention some of the stuff right away to give away the surprises. But I have,
we have gum that'll quench your thirst.
Thirst-quenching gum.
Thirst-quenching gum. Now, I've had this stuff before. Claude here's never heard of it, so
No. It's
not going to be a big surprise to me, but it'll be a surprise to him.
We have sesame cakes.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I have chili and lemon salted Japanese peanuts, whatever that shit is.
Mm.
We have gel.
Yeah, we don't even know
it's
what
it is. It's not even jello. It's not gel.
It's not jello. It's gel.
Gel.
It's like hair stuff. But the flavor.
Yeah.
And we'll come
yeah,
more stuff.
We're going to get into that because we have some gross shit. We have some funny ass shit.
Funny shit.
I'm looking at two things right now.
Yes.
I couldn't believe I actually found it in a 99 cent store.
Well, we'll talk about the what happened to them at the checkout in a little bit.
Yes.
But one thing to kind of mention, looking at the table, I know that...
this is actually a table.
Yeah, we have a table full. We'll have pictures.
Whole spread.
Matter of fact, if you go to thespankwagon.n3.net, you'll notice one of my new links is gallery.
Uh-huh.
I'm slowly and surely working on getting photos up there, but I'm waiting for some software to convert photos of any size down to a standard thumbnail size.
Bullshit, you just need the reg key.
No, man, ask Vert. Vert's the one I... Your reg key, too. But Vert actually has a software he recommended to me, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but... Good God, I fucking forgot.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the food thing, and we're going to try to give our shout-outs. Of course, if you want to become a confirmed listener of Spankwagon, first off, pure and simple, if you're on Yahoo, you can Yahoo message us, Spankwagon_radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is how you find us if you're in the Yahoo Messenger.
Exactly.
If you want to chat, find the chat room, you can, like, find what room we're in, like chat room, off of those messengers on a PC, not necessarily on the Mac, but spankwagon_radio is a chat room as well.
Definitely.
Every week we'll do this until I find something better.
That's right.
So hopefully...
And of course, if we do find anything better or we are going to change formats for whatever reason, of course, if you need to find this out in advance, you go to spankwagon.n3.net.
Thank you.
That's where we keep everybody updated.
I think we have stroked the site so much tonight
already.
We have to
give it damn bandwidth. Shit.
No kidding. We like bandwidth. We also like feedback, folks.
That's right.
We're little attention whore junkies, all
right? That's right. I work my ass off to bring you people links each week, and the least you fuck chunks could do is tell me...
Fuck chunks.
That, you know...
I like that
I like
word.
It.
Fuck chunks.
Is it funny?
Where'd you get that from?
I actually found it online through
really
little
cool.
links.
Oh.
Some guy used it. You know what? I actually did up on Google.
Yeah?
Only two sites had the word fuck chunk included.
Wow.
I expect Spankwagon will be number three now.
Hey, and that'll help our ratings everywhere. But who at will randomly looks up the word funk, fuck, and chunk?
Don't know, man. I guess you have a fetish for fat women.
Fuck chunk.
I actually saw a phone sex ad for that one time.
Phone sex for fat women?
For fat women. It's like Jabba the Slut says, find a fold and fuck it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like that Aerosmith video.
Oh, God. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I can't remember the name of the song, but at the end of the video, she hangs up the phone. It was like the whole video, you think this is a hot babe and this hot guy have phone
sweet emotion?
Sex. I want to say it was Sweet Emotion.
Yeah.
But when she hangs up, it's a fat chick.
Yeah.
One child over one arm. One
she's
child hanging on the leg.
And shit.
Ironing. Wearing the flower print moo-moo.
Speaking of flower print moo-moos, one of the new links coming up right now that'll hopefully be up tonight or whenever we get a chance... is actually for celebrity impersonators.
Oh, Jesus.
And one of the celebrity impersonators you're going to hire is Mimi from The Drew Carey Show.
Someone actually did a Mimi?
They actually fucking have pictures of her going to some state fair in Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, man, that's not too far from
it's
where
not
I'm
even
from.
The real one. It's the
Yeah, a Mimi impersonator in a fair. I'm sorry. If you're that low for a fair...
Dude, no. They have a Herbe Velichez.
Herbe Velichez? Wait, a midget impersonating a midget?
Yeah, from fucking Fantasy Island.
And I bet all he can say is deplane, deplane.
Yeah, that's all he has to fucking say, man.
I mean, that's it. You know, God forbid, Herve Velichez was French and knows actual the language, let alone,
He was French?
He was French.
I just thought it was a little spick.
No, I see everybody did. But you know who you got to blame for that?
I'll probably get yelled at for saying spick on the air.
You just said it again.
Yeah.
Don't. Who cares? Look at Ricardo Montalban with the fine Corinthian leather.
He looks Spaniard-ish.
Spaniard-ish, I don't know.
Yeah. Herbe just looks like
two men living on an island, fulfilling fantasies.
Hmm. Yeah, wearing white
fucked
suits.
Fucked up TV. Yeah, white suits.
And then one guy don't even have to be on his knees. It's at lip level. Tattoo, go down.
That ain't right, but that's damn funny.
I know.
That's horribly fucking funny.
Anyway.
We had some stuff. We actually, again,
oh, yes,
speaking
yes,
of
yes,
all, we
yes,
prepared.
Yes,
we prepared
for some stuff. I am happy to announce something. One of my previous rants, and if you're a dedicated listener, you know what I'm talking about and how much I hate them. PETA is under fire from the IRS. They are going to revoke their charitable status.
Attempt to revoke.
No, they want it done. Because PETA, it funds urban terrorists, such as the ELF, the Environmental Liberation Front.
The people who burn down the SUVs,
yes,
don't burn down
yes.
what they consider to
yes,
be
yes.
hazardous things.
And because PETA helps promote violence against businessmen.
Nice.
That's great. I heard that, and I'm like, fucking A, man.
For once, maybe this whole post-September 11th is actually helping us in the long run.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Fuck that, man.
Took a fucked economy and a bunch of fucking pansy-ass, Instamatic patriots to...
Yeah. I heard the funniest fucking thing online when I looked it up. Another link, actually, I forgot to include, I'm sorry, was Taliban.org.
I heard about that, and we saw that.
I love what they call John Walker, the traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Called him a sand wigger.
Sand wigger.
That was so funny, man.
That's horrible,
funny. That was great, man.
But... Yeah, you got some good links. I noticed I checked my email today and actually saw that we have the links in, so I'll be updating those within the week.
Mm-hmm. We have some various links on. Some shit about drilling holes in your head for health.
Drilling holes in your head?
It's a fucking sight.
Is that like modern day bloodletting?
Sort of. These people think, and they honestly believe, that by drilling a hole in your head... Mm-hmm. You promote blood flow to the brain vessels, or what the fuck ever, and it makes you smarter, because you use more of your brain, because more blood's flowing through.
Wouldn't if you drilled a hole in your head cause you to lose that blood?
They say that you... Apparently, no. I've actually seen a film of a woman doing this.
Drilling a hole in her head.
She drilled no anesthetic.
That is
fucking
sick.
Determined. It was, like, really weird. Actually...
Hand drill, or, like, cordless?
Fucking
or
hand drill, man. I actually thought of it, because I was watching, I caught the ass end of pie. On the IFC, I'm like, I remember that shit.
And that was a fucked up film.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But drilling holes in your head to make you healthier. I also have some other stuff right there. We're going to get to a bunch of that shit there. It's pretty funny stuff.
Good. I know I got some articles online that we probably should go over either now or after we're done with the food, because we don't know how long the food's really going to take tonight.
Yeah.
But one thing I do know is I was reading Iowa, the state that I am humbly from.
Iowa.
Iowa. We grow corn. Yay. Anywho.
Did you, have to say it in school or something?
No, I just... Off the cuff, man. Good humor. Off the cuff.
Off the cuff, man. That sounds more like a state song.
I know.
If you submit it, they'll probably, name a fucking day after you or something.
Dude, that'd be kind of sweet.
That's actually something, too.
But it's Iowa.
Nevada's looking for somebody to rewrite a state song.
Win big here, win big now.
What kind of state song do you have that goes with Nevada?
I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. Some with gambling, prostitution, and corrupt government. And nuclear waste.
Sounds like a Dead Kennedys tune.
Dude. That it would. We have to submit Dead Kennedy lyrics, see what they say.
Yeah.
No, actually, Iowa, my humble state, decided that English is... they voted this in. English is the state language, which means that they
it's
don't...
It's the official, it's the standard.
Yeah, it's the official state language. It means they don't have to cater to a foreign language. Now, they will, and... What a lot of people are upset about is they're saying, well, what about all the non-English speaking people?
Now, apparently, I did not know this. There's more than just, your typical run-of-the-mill generic foreigners in Iowa.
Oh, no. We got Bosnians, Hispanics.
Bosnians. Well, Hispanics are given, man.
Oh, yeah. But we have a lot of Bosnians. Our Bosnian population is huge, massive.
Why are there so many Bosnians in Iowa and, let's say, not Arizona?
Identical weather to where they're from. Plus,
so Iowa is like Bosnia.
Iowa, I guess, is like Bosnia, except without the war.
Yeah, it's just as boring.
Yeah, that's my understanding. And one interesting thing is a lot of people. I remember back when I was working in one of my old jobs back home, we had this ditzy blonde. Mm-hmm. Now, this ditzy blonde was like a she fell into all the charity traps, not the good charities, the charity traps.
Huh.
So she was sponsoring a Bosnian family. The problem was, is she was like giving all this and giving all that. But the honest to God problem was, the Bosnians weren't poor. The Bosnians were, he was a doctor, she was a lawyer, and the kids were all pretty well off.
Why the fuck would you sponsor somebody like that?
I don't know. They were all really well off, you know, had a great house, a couple cars already, and a dog. I mean, they were an atomic family.
Yeah.
You know, perfect atomic family. She still felt compelled to bake them cakes. It was really stupid. Really stupid of her.
Yeah,
we all thought she was dumb. We all thought she fell off a rocker.
Tell her?
But,
tell her?
All the time.
What did she say?
Oh, she just kind of got all whiny and liberal, and it was really annoying. And I mean, I'm a liberal, but Jesus fucking God.
Give me a phone number. We'll do an interview for Skype.
I don't even know where she is anymore. That was like 5 years ago, dude.
This is Claude Balls. Why are you so fucking stupid? It'd be great, man.
You know, we could call the people who work at fast food restaurants and ask that very same question. Excuse me, I'd like to interview you for a web radio show. Could you tell me why you're so stupid?
Yeah, it'd be great, man.
You know, just hold the mic in front of their face.
Like the prank call a guy calls up like...
Nah, man, do it to their face. Make them feel real good.
We should do that with that microphone. That,
that microphone you're playing with today. Yeah.
By the way, in case you want to know this right here, we went to Office Depot on our lunch today, and Trench had to go pick up some office supplies and shit, and I had to get batteries for my digital camera for the show tonight, and... we actually went through. Now, I'm not going to tell you which one, but I'll give you a prize. If you can go to the Office Depot and tell me which recorder has our advertisement on it.
At 121, or not 121, what street?
It's that's on down, MLK.
It's on MLK, but it's an Office Depot across from, I think that's what, the cable company and next door to...
Costco. But we're not going to tell you where because it's kind of a hidden place. But if you can tell me what voice recorder we have,
we'll give
on
you
there.
Some of our food.
We'll give you some food.
Why don't we give them the this?
That's great.
That would be bad.
The Jesus cake decoration.
The Jesus cake decoration, which is in Spanish. We don't know what it says.
It says, what's that?
It says F-E-L-I-C-I-D-A-D-E-S. Felicidades?
Felicidades.
Congratulations?
Maybe. Why would you congratulate somebody on getting
Merry holiday. You know, Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas.
Merry getting nailed to a plank of wood.
Yeah, but the plank of wood's cracked. It's not really a true cross.
Well, it's adjustable.
Oh. You can have a big cross or a little cross.
Hey, that'd be funny as hell if it took your old Spider-Man action figure and crucified him.
Crucified him on Candy Cross?
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be all too cool. I like my Spider-Man. He is cool. Anywho. Yep, there's that word again. I gotta work on quit saying that damn word.
Yeah.
But Iowa's state language. So that means, no, the people who were sitting there bitching and saying, well, you need to support the foreign language people. Well, now the state can say, oh, we'll support them by teaching them English.
That's great, man. You know what? That's actually kind of related.
That actually helps funding.
Los Angeles School District decided they had enough of ESL. So they ESL is English as a second language. Mm-hmm. I mean, you speak a native tongue,
yeah.
But you only really...
The WIF teaches that.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I heard about that one, too. The story about the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
No, anyhow, LA actually said no more ESL. Goodbye. And they actually had English grades increase by 40%.
And why do you think that is?
Because it made them learn English.
You made them. I'm sorry. You have to learn a language like English. It's It is a fucked up language, I'll admit, because there's a lot of words like lead and lead.
Comb, bomb.
Yeah. Comb, bomb. What else? Read, red.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Stuff like that really can throw a person off, but...
Cock, cook.
Hey, yeah, K-O-C-H. But... Yeah. I don't know what cock you were thinking about.
Yeah, cock.
You like saying that word. We said this last week. You like saying the word cock.
It's just funny to me.
You like cock, but that's enough about
that. I like the word, because it's funny to
me.
Yeah,
it's a good... No. It's a funny word. It is. Yeah, it's a word with texture and depth.
Texture.
Meaty
cock. Meaty cock.
Okay, thank you. Teach that to first graders. Today in school, I learned how to say meaty cock. I don't know.
Yeah.
A little kid doing
it's like a radio announcer voice. Sunday, meaty cock.
That's it. If we ever are musically inclined, we'll make a band up and call them the Meaty Cocks.
The Meaty Cocks.
I have it now. Can you imagine the poster? That's all you have to do about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised by someone's absence here.
Yeah. Where are you people?
Where is everybody?
You're not in the chat room.
I know Tit isn't, Kilroy isn't, yeah, Obi-John. I think we scared him away.
Why? His girlfriend was like, Obi-John says, well, I kind of like you guys' show. You know, it's pretty good spots. But, you know, yeah. And it's like, you're fucking lying to me. If you don't like it, just say so. Well, my girlfriend didn't like it. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, your girl, why didn't she like it?
She thought, according to Obi-John, she's an old-fashioned kind of girl, so she didn't totally dig our profanity.
She wears aprons?
I guess so.
Wow. Wait, dig our what?
Profanity.
Our what?
Profanity.
Fuck, fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, noinch, noinch, noinch. Come on, yes. Join. Say fuck.
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 That's right. Fornication under consent of the king.
Yes.
Fuck.
I had the whole thing where you could, like, the wave file of, like, the origin of fuck and how to use it. I gotta find that again. Yeah. But you know what? Our language is just fine. It's English, and it's fucking great.
It's fucking great. And as a dedication here, fuck, cock, cum, piss, shit, piss. What else we got?
You said piss a couple times. Bitch, slut, whore, crack, whore.
Yeah.
Pussy, fuck, cunt. Damn, shit, cunt. Ooh, cunt is a bad one. I mean, cunt's just nasty.
It is. Cunt's just
calling someone a pussy means they're a wuss. You know, hey, pussy. Calling them a cunt? That's just not right.
That's like an unwashed dyke.
Douche, what?
Yeah.
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 So,
boy. I wonder if you could, like, reuse douche. That'd be a cool invention.
Reuse douche?
It's
called
people.
Salad dressing.
Salad dressing.
Vinegar and water.
Where'd the cheese come from?
Who? Famunda! Anyhow. God! There was that word again.
Famunda?
Famunda. No. The anyhows. I have that slight case of anyhow this and anyhow that.
So, just go like, so like,
so like, man, totally,
so
dude.
So like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what else did I read today? Well, I know I printed out some other articles.
The Barney article.
The Barney. Oh, you know what? I have to show you this. Just to say I've done it. Now, I, back in the day, with the first, you know, I guess, incantations of Spank Wagon, I thought I was going to be cute and do a parody. So, while I'm pulling up the parody, you know, what I read here was that there's a bunch of people getting in trouble because the people who own Barney are trying to sue, saying you can't parody Barney.
See, you know, I'll be honest, for my own personal reasons, I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right.
Because you take somebody like Mr. Rogers, and on a total serious note, you take Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers is someone that produces a kid's show, you know, and, you know, it's like to educate kids, you know, as they develop, you know, and that's cool and all. And I might be able to dig Barney, except for one thing, is I don't think the producers and the creators, I don't think they really make that show to help kids.
No.
I think it's just for merchandising. I mean, I've never seen a Mr. Rogers action figure.
Hmm. That is very true.
You know, I don't think I'm going to walk in anytime soon and ever see a speedy delivery van that shoots missiles or anything, you know?
Well, I don't think Barney shoots missiles, but I know Barney got that thing with Microsoft. You know, so that way Barney can sit there and, you know, they talks to you and plays with you.
Oh, yeah, like programs and stuff.
Oh, I can't find it. I wonder if I destroyed it.
That would suck.
That would suck, because it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
No, I'm not going to swear to God on it, because I know you don't believe in that. I'm not stupid. I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid. Well, that's too bad. I should have had that.
Now, we'll go ahead and we'll see if we look that up later. But yeah. Just fucking Barney going to sue. You can't fucking sue, man. That's parody.
Yeah, it's parody, and parody is completely legal.
It's called free speech.
There we go. Barney hate.
Barney hate.
Barney hate. I shit you not, I wrote this a couple years ago. And all it is stuff about Barney being evil.
Barney is evil. You know, that's not really original, I gotta be honest.
No, it's not, but the stuff I was doing with the images was great. You know, making it all seem legitimate. You know,
Barney says,
remember, I have complete control of your children.
Pretty much.
And it does.
You never see anybody like...
So you were a Mr. Rogers fan.
I like Mr. Rogers.
Why Mr. Rogers?
Because he, you know, he always did cool stuff, man.
He always seemed to be like the near pedophile type.
No, he's not. He's not like a pedophile, dude. You know.
I don't know.
You could look at fucking like other people, like them Sesame Street people.
Nah, Sesame Street was cool. I love Sesame Street.
I don't like Sesame Street.
It taught me a language. It taught me communication. It was funny. It was Muppets. How can you not like Muppets?
Muppets are like alien to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'll be honest. What I totally unequivocally hate fucking Disney.
See?
I hate Disney.
Disney, I can understand the hate. I think Disney has some good aspects to it.
No.
Come on. He makes entertaining things like the theme park. I'll say that from first-hand experience.
Disneyland, it's okay. I've been there. I mean, it is entertainment. But I'm not talking about the theme parks or like the thing as a whole.
You're talking about how he runs
cartoons
shit.
And stuff.
Oh.
From the entertainment point of view, just that. Yeah. The biggest Disney character I hate most of all. Yeah. My father never liked Donald Duck. He thought he was a sadist kind of thing. It's like you watch it and it's like, yeah, he is. Donald Duck's a pretty fucked up kind of guy, you know, for a character. The biggest Disney character I hate out of all, fucking Winnie the Pooh.
Do you hate Winnie the Pooh Disney style, or do you hate Winnie the Pooh A.A. Milne style, the original Pooh?
I don't like any of them.
Any of them?
I don't. I always thought Winnie the Pooh, to be honest with you, Winnie the Pooh should just, like, you know, fucking eat some Ben and Jerry's and, like, you know, put a sweater on because he's just a fag. He had fucking Piglet.
Hey, I like Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, well, you wearing a sweater right now?
No, I'm wearing my kick-ass
t-shirt.
You're
halfway there.
Oh, fuck you.
But no, you had fucking Piglet and shit, and Piglet's like, oh, I'm fucking chicken shit. You had fucking Tigger, and Tigger was just a screaming
Tigger
queen.
Tigger was flamboyantly gay.
He was a fucking screaming queen. And that fucking Eeyore. Eeyore just needs to fucking just drink some, get some cyanide and get it over with. And Christopher Robin. I hate fucking Christopher Robin.
See, now that was a more, I don't know. I've read some of the old books, and I have read this, it was, basically what it was Winnie the Pooh, oh, how do you want to word it? The Tao of Winnie the Pooh. Basically explained Winnie the Pooh from a Tao or a Taoist perspective.
A Taoist?
Taoist. It was really interesting. It was
what, like the chemical company?
No, T-A-O.
That's Tao.
No, it's Tao. It's actually pronounced Tao.
Whatever.
I know I'm right, and I don't care if you don't think I am, but I know I am. But it was really cool. I mean, I can't see the problem with Winnie the Pooh.
I
can see you're reading into their characters, but and I'll agree, like, with Tigger and,
I'll be honest, though, in all seriousness, from when I was a little kid, I always thought Winnie the Pooh was just for, I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I just thought Winnie the Pooh was for, like, two-year-olds.
Two-year-olds,
I thought it was just a little kid's thing.
Well, you know, it's for someone, I'm sure.
Just not me.
But not you. Maybe you were just at that point, you were just too old to actually enjoy it. And that's very possible. I mean, how old were you when you were watching this stuff?
It's like 4 or 5.
Oh, maybe you weren't that old.
Jesus.
I'm thinking you're like 10 and bitching about it. I mean,
I just didn't get it.
If you're 4 years old and you don't get it, I guess that's, I don't know. I really don't know what to say about that.
I just didn't like it.
It's different. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at the clock, folks, and you know what I'm thinking? We got about a couple minutes left, but I think we're going to go ahead and clip into some music. When we get back, it's bad food time.
That's right.
So we got to run downstairs and
I take some fucking aspirin.
We got
to
get some aspirin. We got to get some soda to help, you know, because I'm gonna say try as hard as you can not to spit out the food wet.
Oh, try.
So let's see if we can do this. Anywho, we're gonna go ahead and go to a break. Tune in some music, right. And we'll chat with you in a little bit.
That's right. We'll be back.
We will be. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep calling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. Ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all.
With your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me
Radio. And we're back, and I have returned.
God, you were like dead there for a minute.
I was, man. Like, I'm up on like 4 hours fucking sleep right now from last night. I'm like have a headache and I'm nauseous.
And so you're drinking wild cherry Pepsi and sucking on batteries just to keep from killing yourself. Eek. Anywho, let's
get to the food.
Let's get to the food. Bad food. Let me open up the safety valve here. The tonight will be lemon Pepsi for me, and tonight is cherry Pepsi for you.
That's right. So we won't get scurvy.
No. All the fruits. Okay.
Okay, right now, let's go over with the
bad
list of
food
what we have. Trench, where you, shall I or you do the honors?
Let me do the honors, and we'll just kind of trade off here.
Okay.
First off, we don't know what we're going to get to, so let's just go one by one and explain them as we get them, and we'll check them off on this.
We can do that, sure. Just grab it, and
first
I've already
thing,
numbered each item.
Yeah, you've already numbered each item. So let's grab the first thing here is a Jesus cake decoration.
Fresh from the Messiah
fresh from,
himself.
Yeah. Baked by Jesus himself. So we're going to try this. This is one of the those hard cake decorations.
Yeah.
We really don't know what it says. We just know there's a cross and a bunch of flowers. So
If
we could just take a photo here. I'm going to take photos
Fuck,
of some
I
of these
just blind myself with an LED. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Hopefully that looks good there.
You can crop that.
Barely tell in crop, so
that's fine. You see the little.
Yep. All right. So we're gonna try this.
Right,
don't worry. It opens pretty easily.
I was gonna say.
You drop some money.
Yeah.
Shall we both just try? You want to? You need to take a bite of the cross.
Fuck yeah.
I'll just take one of these little flowers. Does it come? Oh, that's not.
that's a bad omen.
It shattered
the cross
while taking
shattered
it
in
off
my
of
hand.
The paper. I guess I'll have a little bit of the cross I broke myself.
And he said, "Eat my body, for it is my bread." And he didn't say, "Eat me."
Jesus said, "Eat me." Anywho, okay, we're gonna try the cake decoration. It's all sugar, and it's not good. Tastes like someone smoked in the factory.
No, fuck. Ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Not good at all. Anywho, it tastes like someone smoked around it.
Oh, fucking A.
Remember, swallow it whole, don't spit
Fuck
it out.
That, man.
So, Jesus cake decoration, definitely down.
So, Jesus cake decoration is down. Fuck.
That was just not good.
Worshipping is one thing, eating him is another.
Jesus wants you to celebrate a birthday. He would have done it a lot differently.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we have so much other good stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Let's grab something.
Let's try the ginger snaps. So let me go ahead and you work on that wrapping. I don't know, man. What's up with your... You know, your camera doesn't like staying on.
It was on.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
You
just turned it off.
Yes, I did. Okay. So the ginger snaps... Your thing crops weird.
Yeah, no, it really is off center.
Anywho.
That should be fine.
Go ahead and open those bad boys up. You've got the official knife.
Mongo slice.
It looks... Basically what these are is... Imagine sesame seed crackers.
Yeah. Oh! God damn!
This is horrible!
Jesus, okay. They stink!
All right, let's try the...
Like fucking milk bones.
They're sesame seeds and goo. I mean, you know, the glue.
Oh, God. I'm gonna fucking throw up. I can't eat that. Fuck.
You're having worse luck with these foods than I am.
Oh, fucking A.
Not bad. Not
Fuck
the bad.
Fuck you, sesame seed shit.
Better on hamburger buns, not meant to be candy.
God damn. Who the fuck thought of that?
Who knows?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So let's find it on here in the list.
It was number 7.
Number 7, sesame snaps. Taken care of. Now, people ask us, you know, what were we thinking? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
It was a fucking mistake.
I think I posted up on our website, on our message boards, actually. The reason, my reasoning was, is we had to do this. That way, next time you were hungry and thought about it, you'd think twice.
That's right.
Because we're here as role models to you, folks. To keep you from eating shit like this.
God damn.
Wait till we wash it down with our two grand prizes.
Fucking A, yes. I can't wait for that. Yeah, I'm just.
And I didn't grab a spoon for our other stuff.
Well, I suppose we'll just squeeze and.
We'll probably just squeeze and pray. Yeah. What else what do you want? What do you think you'd like to try?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
What would you like here?
I am so nauseous right now.
Do you want to stop?
We won't get to all this tonight.
No, no way we can get all this.
Well, we have too much to do. We're going to break this into bad food part two.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will be a bad food part two. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking product number... number eight.
Product number eight. The product number eight's a little interesting thing because what this is these are Vita gummies.
And you seem like you need vitamins. Now, the first thing that happened when you showed these to me that caught me off guard... Was they come in what seems to be...
It's a white bag.
A white bag that... It's like a gel pack bag.
Yeah, it's like somebody took a cold pack and it started to bleed and dry out.
Yeah.
It gets coagulated.
And it's like just...
These aren't regular gummy bears. They're like fucking
vitamins, yeah. So it's like gelatin.
Gelatin. Sure, we've got to take a picture.
And, what else do you want to say here? Gelatin and gummy bears, and they're a multivitamin... They're little gummy bears. They are gummy bear shaped. So, shall you take your vitamin? They're just going to taste like gummy bears. It can't go wrong with gummy bears.
I don't think these are real vitamins. I think it's just fucking gummy bears. Somebody lied.
I bet someone did lie. But how else to make a kid eat something like gummy bears? Well, that's right. The weird flavors. Tangerine. Raspberry. I got the tangerine. It's not tangerine. Okay, this must be cherry coconut. This is the one that kind of got me off guard.
All right, here we go.
Cherry. Wow. Yuck. Okay.
Cam, you moved too fast when you spit that out. All I got was like your fucking neck.
I'm sorry, but that. Yeah. Okay. Gummy bears be gone. They're probably vitamins. They probably are healthy for you, but...
What the fuck's healthy about gummy bears? That's like going to the barber and they disinfect everything with colored water.
Blue-colored water, to be exact. Let's see. That was our gummy bears.
God, the fucking taste is lingering. That's worse than a sesame seed.
That's why get your soda, man. This is going to help us, man. Get through everything.
Good God.
My Pepsi with lemon, and your cherry Pepsi, you see that?
Jesus Christ.
We're going to save ourselves, yep. Now, some of these foods, I don't see why you called them bad food, but...
Because you have to taste them.
I mean, only thing that can catch me off about some of these foods is the expiration dates.
Yes.
I mean, we know they're dry good foods, but they're in their expiration dates are old. So what happens is, you know, the expiration date expires. They take them back, and they give them out to the dollar stores, you know? So it's sort of, you know, they know they don't go
bad. No, actually, it's not dollar store. It's a 99-cent store.
Yes, you've corrected me many a time. I'm trying to think of things to be nice to you with. So,
I've had that before.
Should I just try these?
You're going to try that.
Just try it. Me try them. Okay, this item's 17.
These are Paul Newman peanut butter cups.
Paul Newman. Now, the thing that threw me off...
The fucking actor.
Yeah, the actor, Paul Newman. Pa in parentheses there. So... Pa Newman and Nell Newman. These are their peanut butter cups. We're taking a photo.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good photo, too.
That's a very good photo. That's going out of sight. So I'm going to try Newman's Own Organic. Oh, these are organic.
Yeah.
You know what that means. Vegetarians will love them.
Yeah. You vegan cocksuckers.
Vegan weenie fucking... Oh, my God.
Omen 1.
You know what? I think they just pour them into place.
They do.
Oh, saves on wrapping. Saves on labeling. Saves on getting out of them. Okay.
And here we go. What could be wrong with a peanut butter cup?
You're going to give me the Play-Doh. Fucking Play-Doh.
That's a great fucking shot, too.
Uh-oh. Okay. Paul Newman's peanut butter cups should say Paul Newman's organic Play-Doh. Oh.
I fucking had that shit. I knew what it was like. I knew how it was going to rout.
I mean, it tasted exactly like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Every kid is eating Play-Doh.
Every kid tasted Play-Doh.
Every kid. Curiosity killed them.
Yeah.
Because the smell was bad, but they just had to know, is smell and taste the same damn thing?
Yeah, they learned, yes.
Oh, yuck. All right. What else do we have here?
You
really want to dive into the tough stuff?
Let's try a bag of nuts.
With the Chinese nuts.
You want to try the soy nuts?
The soy? Where?
Which ones? No, I got Japanese nuts.
Oh, the soy
nuts. These are barbecue flavored soy nuts.
Now, I've had soybeans. I've eaten soybeans before, so let's go ahead and while you're working them, and let's just get those taken care of. Right there. So we're going to have the soy
Shit,
nuts.
My eyes.
Tear here. Yeah. Okay. Hey, they're easy to open.
Yeah.
They're made with
soy.
Ingredients: non-GMO soybeans, vegetable oil, sunflower, salt, blah, blah, blah. So this doesn't look too bad.
Nice fresh, packaging, unlike
nice,
a lot of things.
Yeah, nice packaging.
It says Good Sense, which makes you feel like you made a smart choice.
A smart purchase. It looks like a legitimately
fuck it.
Healthy purchase.
I'm like Jack the fucking Ripper right now.
Yeah, you are with that knife. You just want to...
You're sniffing.
Barbecue-y. I mean, it doesn't seem to be offensive. You, however, disagree.
Oh, God.
Well,
it's, like it's soy nuts.
Let's see if we can eat at least three or four without spitting them.
There you go.
So, be ready here. It's okay. The flavor of the barbecue totally overwhelms anything you get from the soy.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't too bad.
Here. So those aren't bad.
I'm gonna give them a try.
I'm only gonna have one.
These are snack food. I could eat these.
It just disintegrated in my mouth. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, all you taste is the barbecue sauce. So,
eh.
You know,
bland snack food.
Yeah, very bland. If it wasn't for the seasoning. I bet the only reason you want to eat soy, though, is to get, you know, the runs or something. I'm sure Tit drink a lot of soy milk?
Soy milk, yes.
I'm sure he's probably not the most healthiest person.
Save those for him.
Oh, yeah, we'll give him
unless you just want to fucking throw it away, it was only 50 cents. It don't matter.
Does it matter to you?
No. Fucking throw them.
50 cent soy nuts. Wow, we're just clipping through the food a lot quicker than I thought we would be.
Me too, let's go. Let's see. What's next?
What's next? Okay, all right.
Oh, fucking A, man.
I have to do it because...
Jesus Christ, you're just going to fucking go for the wicked end all be all.
Yeah.
Now, let's give our listeners a little background on this, I wouldn't even say morsel.
It's stuff.
These are salted prunes with chili powder.
With chili powder. Someone thinks these are good.
Well, Trench, why don't you read us the ingredient label?
Ingredient label. Ingredients: prunes, salt, chili powder. Product
How about
of Thailand.
Nutritional label.
Nutritional label: fat 2%, cholesterol nothing, saturated fat 3%, sodium.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. Sodium 7,060 milligrams. That's 294%
of your daily
dose. If you eat 8 pieces, you're eating way more salt than you ever should take in a day.
If you eat one piece.
One piece you're taking in. When you divide 8 by the 300, so you're only taking in maybe about 75. 60 to 75.
Yeah.
So, ain't too bad. I had to grab it, didn't I? This is what, number 13? What did we just have?
13. Oh, there's a lucky number.
That is not a good number.
It was for my parents, but I have a feeling not for me.
Place. What did we just have?
We just had soy nuts.
Soy nuts, so...
16.
16?
Yeah.
Thank you. We're keeping a track and a log so that way we know what we've had and that way we know what we're writing about when I actually do updating to the site. So let me go with childproof labeling. Childproof wrappers. I can see why with that much fucking sodium. That is a hella sharp knife.
Thank you. It's Irish
steel. Okay, you get these.
Oh god, I'm a
just here, let me.
Hold on. Shit.
Hold on. We're going to find a nice little one. I'm going to see your expression before I take a bite. So we're gonna try to do this without killing ourselves. You're going to eat it right over the can. Don't Ralph it.
Get working for this.
He just lets it fall, folks.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
That chili powder clinged to your tongue.
Oh, fuck.
fuck, it can't get out of my mouth. Oh, fuck.
That's your soda.
Fuck, hold on.
I brought the soda.
Oh, fuck. All right.
More bad food.
Jesus.
Okay. I've never had these before, so. No. The problem
God
is.
Damn.
The problem I had with it is I took a bite.
The fuck is in the center of these things?
That's what I want to know. They're hard. They're crunchy. They're gone.
They're oh, so, Jesus.
Ah, man, I can't get that out of my.
Dude, that was so much salt. I'm just salivating right now.
Dude. I mean, just touching it was...
God damn.
Horrible. We're not touching
the... And that's not even the worst.
We're not even touching the high-salted stuff right now. Let's go back to something sweet.
Oh, fuck.
Hmm. Oh, man! That just won't leave my mouth.
No, it won't.
Now, what started all this was the salted mango that you were eating at work.
Yeah, and that was pretty good.
The chili powder mango.
Chili powder mango is really fucking weird. Because I eat it, and it's like, this is gross. You put it down, and you're like, damn, I want some more.
Yeah.
It was addictive. Now, what we're eating right here, stop, but we need to get a photo of this package. This is called Goo Goo White.
Goo Goo White. Yeah, it's not the greatest stuff here. Not the greatest labeling. Not the greatest packaging.
That's what it fucking says, is Goo Goo White on
the
package.
It's delightfully different. It's creamy white cluster with peanuts, caramel, and marshmallow, but it looks like it's been heated and reheated and reheated in shipping trucks.
By the way, did the sales lady dusted that when I bought it.
Dusted it? Dude. They do that to all their the plastic is sticking to it.
Dude, that's like
I'm you know, if the
take a bite.
I can't
take a bite.
Let me just look at it. I wanna see what I'm eating as it's slowly crumbling apart here. It's stale chocolate. That's what it is. Stale chocolate.
It looks like it seriously, it looks like rancid baby shit. He spits it out.
Right at that line. Like,
God damn.
Rancid baby shit did it to me, folks. Anywho, just so you know, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.n3.net.
Right now, we're eating bad food, and it sounds like Karen Carpenter at a buffet.
Horribly bad food right here,
fuck,
folks.
This will make me a successful bulimic.
Yeah, it will.
God damn.
Why don't we go ahead and try one more item, and we'll save the rest for when we can handle this again.
Yeah, because right now we were unprepared for how fucking nasty this was going to
be. Oh my God, this is much worse. Now I'm looking at these sourdough snacks.
The sourdough snacks are not bad.
And you've had these?
Yeah, but they're kind of stale sometimes, so it's like Russian roulette.
Let's see what else we have. We have the peanuts, the butter toffee peanuts.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish it off with the coup de grace. Of the beverage.
Oh, yes.
The magical mystery beverage.
One of our magical mystery beverages.
And not the ones we're actually using to help ourselves. So, what we're going to do is we're going to cut this bag right open. Now, this is, if you can get the labeling here. Here, why don't you hold, and I'll shoot the image while you slump over dead in your chair. Nice and dead. You look great. Yeah, let's take that photo. Perfect. And as you're still spitting out, I know you still had that chili flavor in your mouth.
Yes.
I still have that chili flavor in my mouth.
I just spit on the side of the trash can. I'm trying to get it in.
You're rubbing it all over your pants, your leg, the floor, the cat, a couple little peanuttles. Looks like butter toffee peanuts, and they just look old.
Look like kidney stones.
They taste like kidney stones. There's no flavor. None.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I just chewed them on that rank side of my mouth.
Mm.
Where that chili powder thing was. Oh, Jesus.
You know what? They're not bad if they're fresh.
God,
they're not bad if they're fresh, but I could taste the dust.
Dude, it's like trickling down my throat. Fuck.
So we'll get rid of the peanuttles. Peanuttles are gone. And
we're going to... Right now, I can't take much fucking more of this.
We're
going to
stop the food part of this. It's
I'm in no condition.
Off guard.
I thought, oh, bad food, it'll just sound funny. I didn't realize it was going to be this fucking rank.
It's horrible. Now, this is all stuff, though. It isn't like we're eating something stale.
It's,
hold on. It isn't like we're eating something that we picked out of a dumpster.
No, this was on a retail counter.
This is on a retail counter at a 99-cent store.
Yes.
This is stuff that people actively go and buy because there has to be a demand for this stuff. Yeah. The chili salted plums got me. There has to be a demand for that. How can there be a demand for something that disgusting? That inherently... Ugh.
Wow, folks.
Oh, Jesus. Came back to haunt me. Fuck.
Okay. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I'm just going to have you guess a hand. Because what we're going to do is the final coup de grace for the evening for the food, and then we're going to take another break to clear ourselves.
Well, I'm right-handed, but I go at it with the captain with my left hand.
So left I'm or right?
Your left hand. Oh, fuck.
You get the near beer.
We got near beer.
Now, we have to get images of this near beer in this NA, because this is actually a funny-looking item. This looks like a movie prop food.
It does. It looks like... Looks like shit you'd see in like a high financed comedy skit.
Oh, high finance! Like it's like someone had a budget for this stuff. You know, they actually actively purchased this stuff. So we have our near beer and our NA,
which is actually we have near beer is non alcoholic beer and NA is non alcoholic malt liquor.
So it doesn't even make the distinction of calling itself beer. I'll start because I have the better stomach for this tonight.
So you're going to drink the malt liquor.
I'm going to take a sip.
Okay.
And then it flies in the can.
Just take a sip and then I'll wipe it and take a sip after, man, so we can try that first.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine. All right. I'm feeling brave. I'm just going
to... Okay. Now, reading the label here, it's only 58 calories.
Oh, fucking hell.
A premium...
For the discriminating alcoholic.
Yes, for discriminating non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic.
A premium malt beverage made with the finest ingredients and pure water...
Pure water, yeah.
Brewed to perfection with only the alcohol removed, the finest ever made. your can, actually, I was reading when we were on
my
break.
Can of fucking near beer.
Your can
really
has history. Because your can is actually tax-exempt. Your beer is tax-exempt because of the simple fact that it was created for the whole purpose of the 19th Amendment. The non-alcohol... what do they call it? God, I'm failing in my history. It's like I got a C in my history
Prohibition,
class.
Prohibition, Jesus.
Thank you. I knew you got an A in your history class.
Fucking no.
So, I've got my non-alcoholic malt beverage, NA, with a nice big NA on the front.
Yeah. Not applicable.
Non-alcoholic. Don't blow up on my desk.
What does it smell like?
It smells like it should.
Dude, it smells like fucking beer.
It smells... So, I hope you don't get in trouble driving.
My luck. No, officer, I'm just have a fucking headache. I'm with fucking
beer.
Shitty beer on my breath, and I'm puking.
That would be your luck.
I can't leave as soon as the show's done. I'm going to have to, like, hang out a while and get, like, some fucking breath freshener.
That's why I said we should have got those Listerine Mints. You hate them, but you got to have them.
God.
Okay, folks. I'm going to try the non-alcoholic beer. Problem is, I don't drink beer normally.
Oh, fuck it!
Yuck! That's horrible! It's beer, but it's so light, it's not beer, and it's just... Ugh. Anywho, but that's that N.A. Non-alcoholic.
It's malt liquor, man.
Malt liquor! You're dusting off the can?
Yeah.
Oh, these were the cans I got dusted,
weren't
they?
I'm like a white Billy Dee Williams right here drinking.
Colt 45.
Yeah.
Cool cap, pow.
Fuck, yeah.
Take that sip. Just chug it down. Chug it down. Chug it.
Dude.
It's just not the good and the best, is it? It's so horrible when you chug it.
Fuck. Oh, God.
You know, I gotta say, why should I say the can? They're gonna sell these everywhere, so I'll make sure to dump the can later.
Yeah, put that up on the fucking mantle as a fucking souvenir.
No, I'm dumping the whole mail.
All right, I'm gonna go first this time. That was non-alcoholic malt liquor, ladies and gentlemen.
Non-alcoholic malt liquor.
Next, we're gonna drink some called
near
beer.
Near beer. This looks cool. This looks freaking cool.
Let's see if you eat your words.
I mean, the can just looks like it's a Hollywood can. I mean, it's pure and simple Hollywood can. As Claude opens it up.
Yeah.
He has that sort of... He's smelling
it. Don't really smell as strong.
No, it doesn't. It's probably more watered down than you could imagine.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead. Don't look too happy. You don't. It's nothing.
It tastes like fucking light beer.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. All right.
Oh, sorry.
I'm really afraid to
have like the fucking gutters. grab a tissue. Why do you have Kleenex stacked next to your fucking computer?
Because you use it to clean the monitors. My monitors get dusty because I got cat hair and a lot of just running around this place.
Oh no.
So keep a lot of Kleenex. Okay, we're gonna.
Jesus, dude, the worst part's the aftertaste, man.
Oh, it actually. Hey, it's so damn.
It's like Alka-Seltzer's on the walls of my mouth and tongue.
All right. Oh, God, I'm not a beer drinker. Ugh. But it's not as strong as that malt liquor shit. The fake malt liquor. Okay.
Good boy.
I think we're done with this.
Yeah, I'm done for tonight.
Oh, look at this. Pepsi Twist.
My wild cherry Pepsi.
That cleaned it all out. Oh, the heartburn is going to kill me. So, folks.
Okay, so we got our malt liquor.
We did it.
I am just too fucking... I am too nauseous right now to continue.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do...
We're gonna probably continue this maybe next week or another show.
Next week or another show. We got enough stuff to last. I mean, we have the ever fun clicker liquor pop with whistle.
This is a let's just bust this out right now.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
Once we get the normal image taken, we're gonna go and take one of a close up here. But
it's
pretty bad. So let's go ahead. I want to get one of the kid.
Jesus Christ.
I want to get one of the...
I can smell his soy nuts on my hand and taste that shitty beer in my mouth.
So...
Near beer.
The kid with the fallacy sign.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just a little too close. It won't focus. We'll have to get that on the scanner.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's a kid holding this thing. It's has eyes. It's a little clicker. You know, it makes noise. But...
You want to do the honors of that?
It has a sucker and a whistle. And it's flavored peach. The kid, though, looks like he's giving oral to a dildo.
Yeah.
I mean, pure and simple. It's not really for kids. It's for adults. They just don't let you know.
Liquor.
Now, I'll do the honors because I think you're pretty much tapped out.
I'm just fucking right now.
So, and even if the sucker stinks, we still have the clicker, which we'll keep. This clicker and a whistle.
This will probably be the mad prop.
Figures.
Yeah, it just opened on the bottom.
Opened up the top. It falls out the bottom. Okay, so let's... Oop. Not you. You got to stay. You get to stay.
Oh, dude, there's a heinous stench from your garbage can.
Yes,
now.
I know. It's, dude.
You gotta pull it out, man.
Well, it has all the... It. God, for cheap fucking shit, it comes sealed.
It looks like a fallacy. It looks like a pocket rocket.
So does. Horrible whistle.
Oh, yeah.
God, I look like I'm going to be putting a pocket rocket in my mouth. So, it's peach, but not. It's like goo.
Yeah, well, they also had cherry and watermelon.
See, and I think what they do is they call it cherry, they call it watermelon. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'm decandying.
Jesus, it just cracked right off.
It cracks right off of the little stick there.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Not many, in this case.
No, this isn't a Tootsie Pop, that's why. This is a clicker licker.
God damn it, that's annoying me right now. Guess you know what you're going to use against your wife to wake her up.
That would be something very evil. Anyway, we're saving the clicker licker. You're saving him. He looks stupid. He has that funky eye thing.
Yeah, I know.
What nationality do you think those eyes are meant to be?
It looks Asian because they're so large.
Like he's manga. Clicker liquor is manga. We'll put clicker liquor.
Okay,
over there.
So that's it for bad food right now.
First ever bad
second
food.
Ever.
Second ever. Well, the first one, that chicken and waffles. But that was experimentation right there, man. Straight out. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, though, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.n3.net. We're going to go ahead and cut to some music, but of course, we will be back here once we do a little bit of a recovery.
Yes.
Keep tuned in, and we'll go ahead and wrap the show up here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, thank you, and we'll be right back, folks.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Oh, yeah. Nowhere else to go. my God, we're back, folks. And it's not pretty. Claude is sitting on the...
I'm not fucking sitting.
You're laying on the
studio
floor because all the bad food got you, atop from the headache you've been having.
I'm just like, I need...
So the food was just that good.
No, it wasn't.
The vitamins didn't help any?
No, they didn't.
The gummy vitamins didn't
help?
That's too bad.
No, fucking nasty. Who the fuck feeds their kids that shit, man?
I don't know. Who?
Again, I feel like I just hit a buffet at Jonestown. All I need is now some fucking cyanide Kool-Aid.
Get some tasty Kool-Aid going on. That's all that's next. I don't know, though, man. That near beer seems to help, man.
No.
Should I quit talking about bad food references?
Fuck.
Hey, y'all. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. What's left of it for the week. www.spankwagon.m3.net.
Yeah, not com.
No, they're dicks. There are still dicks. Although I am working, I found a few good things. Whitey, of all people.
Whitey.
Showed me some good stuff to do for message boards and new polls. So I'm going to investigate that a little more and see if I can implement. Of course, I found out one of the big reasons why my net provider, my host, why he doesn't tune into the audio show.
Why is that?
He's off playing Unreal Tournament every Friday or Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah. So Unreal Tournament beats me out, dude. A bunch of people I know don't listen to the show because they're busy playing Unreal Tournament.
Fuck.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but you know what? Our average listener time is actually higher, despite that, than most radio programs broadcast on FM band.
Which is weird. And AM, too. Because AM doesn't get all the listeners as well. But
fuck it. Nobody listens to AM.
I listen to AM, dude. Me and Flying J.
What the hell's on AM you want to hear? Great. Sure.
Yeah. So, anyhow. I know I got the chat window up, but no one's really in it today. And so... we're going to rework that. We're going to work maybe a little tutorial online about chatting. Get some stuff going on for that.
God.
But, of course, you can always find us spankwagon.n3.net, which is the only place to go.
That's right.
Because we're the shiznit because we just ate bad fucking food.
And one of our broadcasters
is lying on the floor half dead, okay? Half dead because he did this for you guys for your entertainment value.
I'm probably going to rise in about 3.5 hours or so.
3.5 hours?
This was one of the worst fucking shows I've ever...
Do you mean worse? Is it just participation?
Participation. Nobody's fucking listening. I'm over here fucking dying. I'm like, I need fucking last rites, and I'm not even Catholic. I'm about ready. I am just fucking gone.
You're not doing very well then,
no.
Huh?
I can feel myself turning pale.
Well, what I'll probably do is we'll probably cut away early tonight because this shit is downloadable.
Yeah.
And of course, you can go to spankwagon.n3.net, click on the audio link, and you'll notice there that we actually have it where you can download some shows. So we got the two previous that were recorded by Kilroy, and we have the first one that'll ever be recorded by moi. So we'll do that. And I think I want to say all my mad props out tonight since I know you can't beatbox tonight. I'll do it while you're sick.
Boom, boom. I am just fucking just...
You're not doing good at all, dude.
I'm a wreck right now.
You are, dude. You look like you got hit by a train. We'll have the image up on the site. Trust me on this one, folks. But Claude Balls is dead.
Claude Balls fucking dying. Like faces of death right now in this room.
God damn. I'm going to have to figure out where to put the body. Do I get your car?
No.
Damn. I better make sure you're sitting in it when it rolls into the curb. It catches on fire and explodes.
My ass.
I don't know. You do a lot of work on that car, so who knows what could explode.
I love my car. Shit, I do proper work, too.
What's proper work? You told me once you backed off a plate with a fucking tin can lid, and then there's that time you used a plumber's tape.
The Prego lid.
Yeah, the Prego lid, the plumber's tape.
Hold the muffler up.
So, talk to me about proper car care again.
Hey, does it run?
Well, yeah.
Does it look good?
Yeah, well, sort of.
There we go.
Just got to get those rims clean. Anywho, folks, to give out my mad props, I first want to thank you. If you are a confirmed listener, but you're just too damn shy, thank you anyway for tuning in. If you're listening to this on the recorded side, thank you very much for downloading it. Of course, you downloaded it from www.vftp.net. Thank you, Virtual One, for hosting this site. Also, I want to say thank you to Club Balls
for dying
on the show for entertainment's sake.
I'm the bad food messiah right now.
And I want to say thank you to the 99 Cent Store for having such a god-awful things to sell. Because if they didn't have stupid, bad, horrible fucking stuff to sell,
I might be fucking alive right now.
Yeah, well, that too, but we wouldn't be as half as entertaining.
Fuck.
So we're going to go ahead and cut this early. We're going to go ahead and play some
like
tunes
shit.
Out. We know. We are all aware.
My stomach is just torn up.
We didn't mean to kill anybody, honest.
Fuck.
Anywho, thanks for listening. Spankwagon.n3.net is where you can find us. We'll talk to you next week, folks.
I'm going to die.
You're going to die.
I'll see you now or in the afterlife.
I can bury you, you know. We got a big backyard. We need to fertilize. Claude's a dick.
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it! choke a candy man. What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spankwagon.
We'll be right back.
Guess what, kids? You're listening to